Be on the third floor of the ATL for the first time since 1992, a span of nine straight games. Georgia Southern finally beat State. They lead the entire contest, and they outlast the Panthers 79-70, led by Isaiah Crawley's 18 points and Ike Smith's 15 points. Incidentally, we have them both with us, two of our six seniors on the Ford locker room wrap-up. We begin with Ike, who ends up with 15-6, also two assists in 33 minutes. First of all, what does it feel to do something that hasn't been done here in nearly 30 years?
It's special, and it kind of just shows, you know, the team we got, you know, the talent we got, you know, the versatile guys we got, man. That was a big win, man. We haven't got a win here since 92, so that was special. We showed a lot of growth and toughness in this game, and that was special to watch.
It looked like a lot clicked on defense last Saturday against UT Arlington. We were wondering how it was going to translate for a team that did things differently on offense. How did you zone in to be able to shut them down and hold them to 31% from the field?
We just executed the game plan. We were fortunate. We weren't allowing them to go middle, so we executed the game plan well. And, you know, we showed a lot of toughness tonight.
I'm sure it was nerve-wracking with those final couple of minutes. It seemed like it took forever for this to finally be final because they kept fouling. There was a lot of contact and what have you. But being able to win the game at the free throw line after what happened the last time, how sweet was it from that standpoint?
We knew they weren't going to let up. They're a good team, well-coached team, and they play hard. So we knew we weren't going to let up. So we knew it was going to come down to free throws. You know, in practice earlier this week, we've been practicing our free throws a lot. So, I mean, we knew what was going to happen.
You've won four of the last five on the road, and now you have a one-game lead on State. I don't know what's going to happen with Texas State and UT Arlington tonight or Troy, South Alabama on Saturday. I guess it really doesn't matter because, at least for this night, you guys can enjoy doing something, especially against your arch rival.
Yeah, this was a good win tonight. And like you said, we're going to enjoy it for a few, and we're going to get up to the next. We've got a good Arkansas team coming in, Arkansas State coming in on Tuesday, so we've got to prepare for them as well.
Any different because of the first time you've seen them?
Georgia State?
No, talking about Arkansas State coming up on Tuesday. Will that be any different being it's the first meeting?
We just got to execute the game plan. Yeah. I mean, I know they're a good team as well. They're a well-coached team as well. So we just got to execute the game plan and go out there and play hard.
Proud of you, man. Great job.
Appreciate it.
All right, we'll change things up and get to Isaiah Crawley here in just a moment as the Eagles are going to celebrate this one for a little bit, celebrate it back down 75-16, and then maybe celebrate a little bit tomorrow as they get ready for Arkansas State on Tuesday. 79-70 the win here in the Atlanta over Georgia State as we're waiting for Isaiah Crawley to get mic'd up. But you've played with a different gear these last few games. I can see you look exhausted. You played 34 minutes. Listen to this line. 18 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, and I think you had a partridge in the pear tree too, so not too bad.
I don't know. I told the team at the beginning, I was like, I'm going to have to match my energy. I got 2 regular season games left, and I'm going to go out here and I'm going to lay it all out. So they definitely matched my energy and definitely even played harder than I did.
But those first couple of possessions, with the back door, Ike had to lay up to make it 2-0. You guys jumped out 9-0. Whatever it was around the rim, you were getting it. You were using shot fakes. You were powering up. Where are you finding this extra gear? I know that the time is running short, but where are you finding this?
It's just heart. We had heart. Toughness and heart. Aggressiveness, toughness, heart. We just came out here and we laid it all out as a team.
6 of 8 at the line. I know you've shot about 1,000 free throws the last 2 weeks or so. That helped win you guys the game. I know it was something that could have been the other way in that first meeting, but being able to make those free throws won this game for you tonight.
Yeah, the first game, we missed a couple tough ones down the stretch. And like Ike said, I mean, we knew the game was going to eventually come down to free throws. So, I mean, we just walked into the line, stayed confident, and knocked them down.
12-7 in conference play. There is a possibility to finish in second in the league still, depending on what happens around the rest of the circuit. But the fact that I just mentioned, Ike, this is the first time you've done this here in 28 years. I know that was before you were born. I'm sure you've heard enough about it. I'm sure you're sick of hearing about it. For you, what does it feel like to do this against them here?
Oh, it's great. It's a great feeling knowing how the rivalry is here, even before I got here, and like you said, before I was born. But, I mean, I told the team before we started, I mean, they haven't lost since 92. So I'm finna come out here and I'm finna lay it all out. I needed it. We needed it as a team, and we got it.
I told you were gonna be on post game tonight. I wasn't kidding either.
I don't know how you knew it, but you knew it.
Because it was time, and you guys made sure it was time. Ike Smith, Isaiah Crawley, great stuff, Crawley. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Appreciate it.
Very well here in the ATL. Georgia Southern for the first time since 1992 takes down Georgia State on the third floor, 79-70, leading the entire contest. It got as big as 15. State tried to do everything they could to extend the game, but Georgia Southern making its free throws this occasion. They improved to 12-7 in conference, 18-12 overall. fourth road victory in the last five tries in conference play. That's noteworthy. State falls to 18-12, 11-8. They may fall out of a shot at a top four seed, but there's still a lot to be decided over the next 5 days. As we're now joined by head coach Mark Bynes on this Ford Locker Room wrap-up, I know you don't have much voice, but summon up a little bit of courage and tell me how good this feels.
Well, it's easy for me to have courage when our guys play so courageous. You know, I was so impressed with our mentality. And, you know, our guys are coachable. And, you know, when we lost the one at home, that hurt. And it hurt me, it hurt them, and we didn't feel like we did everything we're supposed to. And a lot of times you go through bad experiences to get good experiences. As long as you keep fighting and keep moving forward and not giving up. And we got some tough dudes now. And they came into mentality, you know, we're in a similar situation we were at home.
Yes.
And it's even harder on the road. And there's no way they were going to go ahead and let this one get away from them.
You showed Gladiator on the bus on the way up. How many guys do you think watched it? Because they played like they watched it.
Yeah, you know, the TV screens were really small on that bus. And it wasn't the same impression I wanted to make. But I think they understood that we had to be gladiators. We had to be aggressive. And we had to understand that, you know, we had to go in this environment. And you had to stay within the court. Focus on that. Focus on your job. And, you know, we did it. You know, there were some times there where we were just phenomenal. And I, you know, our defense the last two games has been really impressive. And so they're buying into that. You want to be playing good basketball towards the end of the year. And we're trending in that way. And we can enjoy this for about an hour. And, you know, I know... You know, some of the people that might have gave up on us when we lost the one at home, you know, want to, you know, pat us on the back now. But we got to have tunnel vision. We never get too high, never get too low. We got to get the next one on Tuesday.
They made numerous runs, but it never felt like you were threatened to lose that lead. How did you have the fortitude to keep the lead?
Well, and what our guys noticed in the first half, you know, quickly is, you know, we were really guarding them. And the only way they were scoring on us is when we were turning it over, we were sloppy with the ball. And we would turn it over, and they would get stuff in transition that, you know, we couldn't set our defense up. But when we set our defense up, it was really good. And so, you know, we bought into that. You know, we really understood that if we out-rebounded them, we'd have a great chance to win. We out-rebounded them by 7 or 8. And, you know, the guys, they locked into the game plan. This is two games in a row where our guys really locked into the game plan, did what we asked them to do, and they played with a lot of courage.
What does this mean to you personally to be able to do something that hasn't been done here in 28 years?
I don't care about me, you know, truthfully. Like, it's, you know, I'm so happy for the seniors. And, you know, there's some guys here, some former players that came back to this game that didn't have a chance to win here. And I know they probably felt the same emotion we did. You know, Jelani Hewitt and Curtis Diamond and Sean O'Connell and Jake Allsmiller.
Both were here tonight, by the way.
Yeah, all those guys were here tonight.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I know they felt it too. And so I'm happy for those guys. And, you know, it's never about me. You know, I always had the philosophy that coaches lose games and players win games. And our guys stepped up and they won the game tonight.
Arkansas State on Tuesday, it's senior night, so you'll get a chance to honor your six guys one more time. But getting ready for a team that you haven't seen, I know I'm not going to ask you for personnel because this one needs to be enjoyed. This absolutely needs to be enjoyed. But in the couple days that you'll have to get ready for the Red Wolves, what do you have to hone in on to make you guys get better?
Well, truthfully, we got to get over this quick. And we got to get back to work. And, you know, you can enjoy it later. This is not the biggest game. And we got bigger games down the road. And this was a fun game. It was a rival game. And I'm glad the way it ended for our guys because they really needed it. But this is not our biggest game. And we got to move on. We got a chance to make a memory on Tuesday night, senior night. You know, hopefully, we got a good crowd. Hopefully, the place is packed. You know, we're sending these seniors out right. And, you know, we're right here in the mix, you know, with these standings and everything else. So, you know, any help we can get from fans and support, we'd appreciate.
You got enough voice left for Monday at Eagle Creek?
Since it's baseball season, can I send a relief pitcher? No, I won't. I'll fight through it.
I don't even know who your relief pitcher is. That's what scares me.
Yeah, those guys, I think Coach Bobby Cremins was joking that he thought Andrew Wilson might have made me sick last game so he could take over when we're up 17. And so maybe somebody's trying to get rid of my voice now. Who knows?
Mark, thanks a lot. Great job.
Thank you.